Hey, before we jump into the show, I wanted to give you a heads up that my free YouTube strategy class is available right now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. On the class, I reveal the one YouTube strategy we use at Think Media to generate over 330,000 views every single day. So if you're new to YouTube, this will help you start right and avoid mistakes. And if you're a YouTube pro, this training will help you multiply your growth. This class is 100% free and you can watch it now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. Now, let's jump into today's show. Imagine if we could learn from Google themselves how they rank and view content and whether it gets seen or not. As you probably know, Google owns YouTube, and there's actually been a pretty recent change that they have added in terms of how they are filtering content that I think every YouTube creator needs to know, especially because there's actually some pretty big problems facing YouTube creators right now. I don't know if you saw this article, but in Business Insider, they said that the great YouTube exodus is coming, leaving AI junk and Mr. Beast to reign supreme. And it kind of talked about how there's some big creators quitting. It talked about how there's a proliferation of low quality AI content that is all over YouTube. And that there's kind of also this big gap where Mr. Beast and creators like that are creating ultra high end content that has hundreds of people working on it, millions of dollars being spent. And so it sort of pointed out like these four challenges: that there's fierce competition right now on YouTube, that there's been a lot of changes to the platform and the algorithm, that there's the rise of AI content. And we know that there's good aspects of AI as a tool to help you make better content, but there also is a lot of low quality stuff being pushed out there, especially even children's content, like animated content. And creators are also facing burnout. And so no doubt about it, we need as much good information and strategy as we could get. And there's actually four things Google is telling us in terms of how we can make better content. We're going to be covering those in this video, but it's also not all bad news. I mean, in the midst of these challenges, and let me know, are you facing any of these challenges? There's also massive opportunity. Another Business Insider article revealed that the creator economy is a $250 billion industry, and it's here to stay. And if you actually look down at the bottom here, it quotes Goldman Sachs estimated that this year, the creator economy could be a $480 billion industry by 2027. So we're really kind of living in this tension where, like, is it too late to start YouTube? No. Is it still possible to grow? Absolutely. Is there massive opportunity in the creator economy and is it growing? Yes, but there's also a lot of challenges. And so I'm excited because I kind of stumbled over this Google SEO four-factor ranking insight. And I was like, man, that is makes it so clear of some of the things that I actually predict are going to be influencing YouTube. So let's break these down and learn from these. And so it's really this formula that Google is giving us, and it's called EAT. Have you heard of the EAT formula before? E-E-A-T. Here's what it stands for. So EAT stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. And so until December 2022, it was just EAT without the new E, which is no experience. And the reason they added this additional E, so to be clear, the four things, we'll break down what these are. The reason they added the additional E of experience is right as ChatGPT launched and the spread of AI. So it's very interesting. And so as I was thinking about this, I'm like, man, okay, we can learn from this as YouTube creators and content creators. So EAT stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. And this is how Google judges pages based on the credibility of the page, the author, and the website. Now, quick disclaimer, this formula is for Google's ranking algorithms for websites and blogs. We need to make it clear that the way videos rank on YouTube and how they're judged is by things like watch time and average percentage viewed and average view duration and click-through rate. And so the quality of your content on YouTube, in fact, whether it's high or low quality, if it can keep people's attention and keep people on YouTube, then the video can perform well. However, we know that Google owns YouTube, and we know that YouTube is combating AI. They just launched some new AI rules. In fact, we'll link to a video in the description about the new rules they launched where you have to disclose generative AI. Things like generative AI are going to be spreading more and more on the platform. And so these four things, like, wait until when we really get into these, you're going to see like how relevant they are, that every YouTube creator should be taking these seriously and including these in their video, because the algorithms think the same and they think towards quality. And let's break that down. So they think towards these four factors in regards to how they rank. So what do these mean? Number one, experience. So quality content often demonstrates the creator's firsthand experience with the subject matter. This helps prove that suggestions are tried and tested and that their insights are authentic. So what you want to do is think about this as lived experience or as firsthand experience about the topic. Now, this is what's interesting is, like, if you look up a video like best mirrorless cameras 2023, because on my Think Media channel, I do a lot of camera reviews and tech reviews. What's fascinating is a lot of the tech videos that are ranking, even if you were to look up like lawnmowers or blenders, and you could try this, you'll see that it'll be some weird website that YouTube channel that's like top five lists. And the video is like some AI voice or hired voiceover with a bunch of B-roll and a bunch of manufacturer trailers combined together, and even other creators' clips taken. These are kind of like faceless channels. But here's what's fascinating is, does that fit this experience qualification? In fact, let me actually take you there to kind of show you what's A, possible to do, but what I think is not going to last, and I actually think is going to be ultimately filtered off the platform. And so if you were to say like top blenders 2024, like, right, you're looking for the top blenders, and you look at a site like Valid Consumer, they got 75,000 subscribers, best smoothie.
A blender is one of the most versatile gadgets you can have in your kitchen with the right...
A blender is the most versatile gadget you can have in your kitchen.
Model for your needs. You'll have a workhorse that can do everything from...
This is just random B-roll. They pop up. They got a little logo. They pop up. Now, oh, listen. Don't hate the player, hate the game. I don't even know what that means. But ultimately, you know, if we look through here, they just got a list of...
with extra.
You know, all these blenders, photos, voiceovers. And by the way, they got affiliate links. You got your genius links here in the description. Got all this stuff going on. But this is not a creator. This is just a script, some B-roll, some photos, and this stuff is everywhere. And by the way, it's multiplying. So if you think about, okay, how is Google ranking websites? And they actually say that this might sound kind of confusing, but that this EAT formula isn't actually a ranking factor. What it actually is what do you call it? It's like a ranking. It's like they have real humans rating this stuff. But anyway, so think of lived experience. Did that blender creator even use any of those blenders? No. Like, they probably just pulled customer reviews, synthesized some kind of script. They haven't tested it. They didn't use any of their own product photos or anything like that. And so it would completely fail on the E. And so if we already see that this four-step formula, and we're going to go through the whole thing that Google is talking about, is already hitting web pages, don't you think that Google is going to take it over to YouTube in terms of, as they can scan what is in a video, can discern if stuff is generative AI or AI, if they're asking you to disclose that? So this first one, and what we can learn from this as creators, is thinking about, okay, how can I make better content? How can I ultimately rank my videos, get more views? But I would also say, you know, how do I beat the algorithm? Really, what we should do is replace the word algorithm with audience. It's just ultimately like, not how do I game the algorithm? How do I actually just reach the audience? And what does the audience want? Lived experience, someone they can trust, someone that is actually talking about something they know, someone who's actually tested the product, someone who's not just trying to make some money off some affiliate link clicks, right? So this first one, experience, is think lived experience, firsthand experience on the topic you're writing about. Experience is especially important in a digital world moving towards generative AI content. AI can never demonstrate true experience of anything. At best, it can make assumptions about the human experience, but the content it generates won't be unique. So it's probably no coincidence that Google announced this additional E. This is the newest E in the four-step formula, and it's search quality raters guidelines. So that's what these are. Like, these are search quality raters guidelines, like rating the quality of the content. Experience is a core differentiator between human and AI content. Woof. This gets me kind of pumped because you start thinking about, and I mean, this also might be like, man, there's some challenges. Like, but here's the good news. Like, live your experience. Like actually do the thing. Like, if you, what's going to happen with all this AI stuff? Well, humanity is going to rise. The trend is humanity is the answer for AI. Like, being more human, being more authentic, you actually living it, you actually doing it. And nothing beats, you know, nobody really wants to watch a robot doing a product review. They want to hear about a real human with real emotions, with real experience, with real fingers, not robot fingers, that is like tried it out. And it's like, yeah, this was the good, this was the bad. So experience is the first E. And so think of personal lived experiences. Think about actual thoughtful opinions. We've said recently that competition is highest for low quality content. This is a massive opportunity for you because low quality content, there's going to be so many people just letting ChatGPT write a script. There's going to be so many people that don't have any opinions of their own. They only have AI opinions. There's going to be so many people. So if you just actually think for yourself and have thoughtful opinions and develop your ideas, and so personal lived experience, thoughtful opinions, unique product photos. Now, I know we can pull product photos off the internet, but again, this is how Google ranks web pages. If you are not just pulling manufacturer photos, and that video that we just watched is the ultimate example of this.
The type who equates
is that quality, it's none of this is original. Unlike it's not even a real like person. I mean, it's a real person behind the channel. That's is what we call like a faceless channel product review. And it's just a bunch of manufactured photos. Well, I really believe that as soon as Google can analyze, and by the way, whether Google does it or not, humans, because humans can tell if you ultimately took like your own photos, did your own research. I just bought a Ninja grill, the Pro XL. It's electric. I think my dad is going to disown me. Son, if you're not using charcoal, if you're not using real smoke pellets, if you're not actually, but it looks pretty fire. It's like this ProMaster. I just ordered it. I got to, you know, get ready for summer so I can like be a man. Although I think my manhood just left from ordering this Ninja, but I was watching YouTube videos and learning. Actually, it looks like actually off the, like legit people with the thing in their backyard that had actually tested it. And you know what I love the most was like after spending 50 hours after grilling, you know, after a year, this has been my experience. These are the quirks. These are the things I learned. And they had like their own photos. So number one is experience and their own video clips. Okay. Number two is expertise. Does the creator have topical expertise? Do they have knowledge? Do they have the knowledge, the qualifications, and the credentials required to give reliable information? So expertise. Now, consider the topic of saving money, because what you might say is like, well, I don't know if I have any credentials. I don't have any qualifications. And I want to encourage you. You just have to punch fear in the face, start YouTube, and share how you did it. In fact, as we dig deeper in this, consider the topic of saving money. Some people want financial advice from an accredited professional. Side note, if you have that, I think you should build your authority in your videos. Hey, I do have a degree. I did apprentice here. I did an internship here. I do actually have actual credentials, because some people might want that. And we're seeing that as far as how this filter that Google uses is they do want expertise. But here's the other side of it. There's other people who want real life examples and strategies that have worked for their peers. Now, that's really good news for you as a YouTube creator. If you've been feeling like, man, how can I share what I know? I don't have a degree. Nobody officially ever told me I can do this. Listen, you got to kind of choose yourself, start sharing your answers, and you got to think about just the people you want to serve. How did you solve the problem? What do you think? What is your real life example with that? So in either case, that is the first one is expertise, but think about your real life examples of strategies that work for their peers is experience. You didn't go to school for it, but it worked. You didn't go to school for it, but you got the result. Now you're sharing it. And so both of those can come into play here. Both types of content can offer value to searchers. So both can perform well under Google EAT. EEAT, the four factors that we're talking about. And some of this content's from SEMrush if you want to check it out. Number three, authoritativeness. Authoritativeness refers to your overall reputation in your industry, especially among experts and influencers in your niche. So this could be other creators. This applies to the creator. It applies to the content and it applies to the channel. And the way they put it is the website. So authority. You can build the authority as an individual. Like perhaps I have grown my authority as a YouTube expert. Now the content can have authority. And then also the channel or website can have authority. So think media over time has gotten known algorithmically as an authoritative. It has a body of work. This is even just reinforced by the types of videos and the types of titles and the types of tags and the types of meta information and the feedback. You know, YouTube is categorizing you and Google is categorizing you. You want to be put into a box by Google. It's a good thing. Imagine if Google and YouTube doesn't know what your channel is about, that is a bad, how could they show people? If people were like, hey, I'm looking for information about barbecue stuff, and you like, that's what you think you're doing, but you're so all over the place and you have so much different topics or so many different things. And so Google is going to point them to a website, to content, or to a YouTube channel that is an authority. And so authoritativeness refers to your overall reputation in your industry and especially among experts and influencers in your niche. Now, again, we are applying a Google formula to YouTube. But in Google, one of the ways it works is backlinks in terms of ranking web pages for SEO, search engine optimization. And so one of the powerful things that happens for websites is imagine if the Huffington Post links to your website. Imagine if Forbes.com links to your website. Those are peak levels of authority sites, and they have their own authority. Like Forbes.com packs a ton of weight, not just because of how well their website is optimized, but because of how long the channel's been around, the brand has been around, how long the website's been around, the quality of the journalism or whatever, all stacks up. And so we'll land the plane in a second with some takeaway questions that we can all apply, and smash like if you're learning something, getting value. But ultimately, think about growing your authority, and the more other people talking about you and the more connected and the more networked you are and the more respected you are, the better in this case. And then number four is trustworthiness, which is most important. Be clear about who wrote your content. Be clear about who made your video. By the way, if you're on camera, you know. And again, people, you might ask, well, are you against faceless content or faceless channels? No, but I think one of the distinctions we're going to see in the years to come is faceless content, no connection content. No, I'm connecting with the real person. There's not really trust there. By the way, you could still get some views, make some AdSense, maybe even make some good money, but are you building a real brand? You could still maybe get some views or play the YouTube game for a while, but are you actually kind of building authority and building a brand that's going to last? So be clear about who wrote your content, created your content, edit it for factual accuracy, cite trustworthy sources, and avoid hiding content behind a wall of ads. Here's the summary. So this is Google's EAT model. So experience, the author showcases direct familiarity with the topic at hand, expertise. The author possesses the knowledge, skills, and credentials to provide dependable advice. Authoritativeness. The writer is recognized and respected by industry peers and niche influencers. Trustworthiness. The material is sourced from credible, frequently updated outlets. So here's the bottom line. I think that you can see how if you could apply this to your YouTube content, your content's going to do better. And I'm not saying because it's going to game the algorithm, replace algorithm with audience. Like if you start thinking about, and here's your questions to think about how this could apply. Actually, before we get there, let me share my theme. I think everything has changed in YouTube. And I think in 2024, this is the new trend. I want to say 20 years ago, I think Bill Gates said content is king. He might have been the first person to say that. And that was at a time as the internet was starting, and we learned that, yes, content was going to be the vehicle that would be king of the internet. I think things have changed. Of course, you still got to create content, because if you never do, then we could never see you and we wouldn't, you know, be there. But I honestly think times have changed. I think now content is common and quality is king. I think that's not just 2024, but that's the way forward. Content is not only common. Think about AI. Content is multiplying faster than ever before. The information age. I think we're shifting to more of an attention economy, not just an information economy. Content is common. Quality is king. And that's what these four things are really from Google saying, is they want quality, real authority, real expertise, real trustworthiness. Like, they want lived experience, not just a robot multiplying content. So if you commit, and here's some questions to apply, four questions every creator should ask. Am I putting in the time and work to gain experience in my topic? I want to encourage you to start before you're ready. Punch fear in the face and press record. Start with what you know now. If you're one step ahead, you can help the person behind you. However, if you settle, if you get complacent, you are not entitled to views in the future. Ask yourself, am I putting in the time and work to gain additional experience in my topic? If you want longevity in the creator economy, you want to have lived experience. I want to keep living the experience. For some established creators, they're tempted to just take this brand deal or that brand deal, and they haven't really tested the product or really used it, or they're not really living it anymore. They're just kind of like, we're going to see those that don't continue to invest and stay in the trenches. And that's why one of our values at Think Media is we're player coaches. We don't want to just be coaches where we did some stuff 5 or 10 years ago, like a lot of university professors that are teaching business but never ran a business. Or they ran a business 20 years ago, and that's cool. I mean, there's a lot of lessons there, but it's like, are you still up on it? Are you still in it? Are you still relevant? Are you still, and what's the answer? You just got to stay in it. Stay in the trenches. I still want to see dirt under your fingernails. Am I putting in the time and the work to gain experience in my topic? Second question, am I continuing to grow my knowledge, skills, and credentials? You can start without credentials, and you may never need official credentials, but why not pursue additional knowledge? Why not continue to level up your skills? Why not continue to think about how can I have more authority in my industry? Can I get certified? Can I go to an event? Can I go to an event and learn and grow and continue to expand my knowledge and expand my skills? That would be the EAT formula. Number three, am I building my network and earning respect in my industry? Authoritativeness speaks to your connectedness into other people, know your work, respect your work, which all of these kind of lead to that pursuit of mastery theme of like, I'm continuing to grow. I'm putting out quality work out there. You know, like, does it gain a lot of respect if you're like, I figured out how to game the system? I mean, maybe it does. You're like, yeah, I just put out like really low quality AI content. Are you proud of that? And again, don't hate the player, hate the game. I mean, I get it. Like, if you figured out a way to like leverage AI in such a way and to like have a niche site and it's paying you AdSense because it tells stories and it's really, I mean, whatever. Like, that's a skill in and of itself. All I'm saying is that for a lot of us that are especially personal brands, it's about continuing to work on yourself, skill up, level up. And then last question, am I sourcing credible information and staying up to date in my industry? This one I think is tough in a headline culture where quickly we'll hear something, we'll make a video on it, we'll jump on the trend surfing of it, the trend jacking of it, and we'll push out that information. And I know that you might say, well, this is total chaos on Google and social media overall. There's all kinds of bad information. I agree. But I will tell you that YouTube and Google are going to, they're assertively, algorithmically with humans trying to think about how do we filter through all the information out there. But besides what you could get away with, why not build a brand where when people come to you, you are a source of credible information? You just, it doesn't mean you never make a mistake, but at least you've done research, you've done your due diligence. And then am I staying up to date in my industry is the fourth question. So those are four questions in light of the Google formula called EAT. It is there. Google judges pages based off credibility of the page, the author of the website, the EAT formula. If you're just jumping on, definitely check out the replay and smash like if you got value. If you enjoyed this podcast and are ready for some deep dive YouTube strategy, just go to thinkmasterclass.com to get access to my 1 hour on demand YouTube strategy class. You'll be looking over my shoulder as I share my best tips, and you can watch it on demand right now at thinkmasterclass.com.